Holy Spirit, be here with your presence, fill me with your power, live inside of me. You're the living Holy Spirit, be here with your presence, fill me with your power, live inside of me. Welcome, Holy
Hallelujah. Good evening, saints of God. We bless the Lord.
Good evening, sis.
Praise God. We bless the Lord for this opportunity. And as the song says, we welcome His Holy Spirit, His presence here with us tonight, even as we go into another night of worship. We will be celebrating the Fathers. And while we are honoring our earthly fathers, we celebrate the Father of all fathers. So tonight I pray that we humble our heart and we pour out our love towards the fathers. Hallelujah. And while we do that, we worship the King, worship Him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. And so at this time, I'm going to be handing over to Sister Lem, who will lead us into a time of devotion. Sister Lem, are you on? Sister Lem?
Yes, sis, just a few seconds.
Praise God. Sister Camille, could you continue to pray that worship song until Sister Lem is ready?
But they must say, me and you can access the camera for me.
The drawing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. You're the
Good night, saints of God.
Good night, sis.
Hallelujah. Good night, sis.
The devil is trying so hard, but he won't win. Let's worship the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the very same, he is
Thank
worthy
you, Jesus.
Of all our praise.
Amen.
Well, tonight, our devotion, we'll sing, Search Me, O God, and consecrate our lives. Search me, O God, and know my heart, I pray. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be the wicked ways in me. Try. Search me, O God, and know my heart, I pray. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked ways in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised, saints of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Our scripture reading is taken from St. Luke chapter 15. And we all know that story. Verse 11 to 32, the prodigal son. So as we celebrate our earthly father, let's see what a father has done for his child. St. Luke 15, verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with rigorous living. And when he had spent all there, arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the hogs that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell down his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and killed it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, He heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what those things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father had killed the fatted calf, because he had received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve, and neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Verse 32, it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Here endeth a portion of God's holy word. We honor it by saying, thanks be to
thanks
God.
God.
So saints of God, just like this Father, our Heavenly Father, had forgiven us our sins, time upon time again, but whenever we stray, he doesn't leave us alone. So our Heavenly Father set this example for this earthly father to receive his son, even though he has given him whatever he has, but he received him with open hearts, open mind. He loved him just like our Father loved us abundantly. So let us be thankful unto our Heavenly Father, and let us celebrate our earthly Father, because there are good fathers out there who support their child in
Amen.
everything that they do, they supported them. So let us give God all the glory and all the praise for that Father to set that example so we can follow. Saints of God, let us continue to be good father to our children. Let us pray. Most righteous and everlasting Father, as we are gathered here tonight, mighty God, on this platform, we pray, Lord, that you will mingle with us. Lord, we pray that your presence will be felt like no other night, mighty God. We glorify your name for who you are. And Father God, as this platform grow higher in you, Jesus, we pray, mighty God, that all glory and all honor will be unto your holy name.
Jesus.
Mighty God, you deserve the glory. No
yes.
man should take glory from themselves, mighty
yes.
God, but all glory must be to you.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we worship you for who you are. We acknowledge you as God of our lives.
Right.
And so we worship you tonight, mighty God,
yes.
like
yes.
never before. We give you honor. We give you glory. We praise you for who you are, Lord. We exalt you, mighty God, the Lord of Lords. Mighty
Thank
God, you are the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah that
Jesus.
Breaks every chain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
Hallelujah.
We honor you and we glorify
Thank
your
you,
name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This platform, mighty God, we thank you, Jesus, that you have used your daughter for
Jesus.
Such a time as this.
Jesus.
And so, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise.
You,
mighty God, we give you thanks for our fathers tonight.
Yes.
We worship you for
Thank
who you
Lord.
Are.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
God. We worship
Hallelujah.
You,
Jesus.
So,
Thank
brothers
you.
And sisters, mostly our brothers, continue to be that father that you are. Continue to be there for your children. Whatever they may do, let us be there for them. We give God the glory as I hand over to Elder Edwards in care of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, mighty God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, mighty God. Thank you are worthy you. To be praised, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We continue to welcome the Holy Spirit among us tonight while we worship him from the depths of our heart. Sister Chantel will now take over. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you very much, Elder Edwards. Thank you. One second, saints. Can you see me? No.
Not yet, sis.
Not yet, still?
No.
I am not sure what's going on over here, but the video is on, and I'm not seeing myself either, but you can hear me. Oh, bless the Lord.
Yes, sis, I can almost hear here, you know. Bless the Lord.
Hello, fathers. Bless the Lord, my brothers and sisters in Christ. It is a blessing to be here. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Sister Lim, for doing devotion this evening. Amen. We can attest that we do have good fathers in the house. Amen. Amen. And we pray that we'll continue to have good fathers and that God will continue to bless them, that they'll continue to be good, God-fearing fathers in Jesus' name. Tonight, I want to greet you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. I know we have already set the atmosphere and we know that our Heavenly Father is here with us. So welcome again, Holy Spirit. Mighty God, I want to thank you for blessing us with this opportunity to come together as your children, to honor our earthly fathers, as we give you, Mighty God, all the glory and all the praise. It is indeed a pleasure for me to be here tonight. And I just want to share with you from, as we, the theme for tonight is fatherly love, unconditional and unwavering. And as Sister Lim mentioned the scripture, the unconditional love of the father to his son. Amen. And we call that the agape love. And Proverbs 17 and verse 17 said, a father loves at all times. So despite the fact that the child went away, go away, you know, and come back, did the father say, no, me not go do not feel. He accept his child. He didn't look at his past. That is the unconditional love of our father. Amen. And the unwavering support of a father. A father's love is steadfast and resilient. It offers a constant source of strength for us. Amen. And encouragement through life ups and our downs. And 1 John 3, 1 to 3 speaks to us about the incredible love of God for his children, because we know that God is the ultimate father. Amen. And it says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. It is a blessing to be called a child of God. Amen.
And praise God.
Thank you, Jesus, for your unconditional love towards us. And just have this little thing to share with you all about Father. It says, Father, faithful and true. Because tonight, we're decreeing and declaring that we have good fathers. Amen, Sister Lim. And we're going to have good God fearing fathers to grow those children in the way they should go. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And the A says, always there to guide us, teaches us the right ways. Our father, the H, is our hero, the head of the household. Amen.
Right, Amen.
Right below God.
Amen. Praise God.
He, ever firm in imparting his ideas and the principles of life towards us, and are ready to catch us when we fall. We love you, our fathers, and tonight we are here to honor you and to let you know that you are loved and appreciated. Amen. So if my dear sister Pamela is here,
hallelujah,
I'm going to hand over the floor to Sister Pamela, who will honor, who will give a tribute to our fathers. Are you here, my sister? And for all those who prepared their tributes, just join the line, because your tribute is coming right up, okay? Amen. Sister Pamela? All right, until Sister Pamela gets here, is Sister Shernet here? Sister Shernet?
Good night, everyone. Yes, I am here.
Bless the Lord for your Sister Shernet. I am going to hand over to you, okay, Sister Shernet?
All right, no problem.
Okay.
All right, so good night again, everyone.
Good night, Sister Shernet.
Good night.
I am Sister Shernet, and I'm here to do a tribute to our fathers. All right, so Proverbs 23 and verse 24, the father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. All right, so tonight is all about our fathers, and my tribute to our fathers. To all the fathers present, your role is irreplaceable. Your influence extends beyond words, and this can be seen in the in your actions and the sacrifices that you made. So today we want to honor you, because you have shaped lives with your wisdom, your strength, and your unwavering love. So fathers, you are not just providers. You are the silent heroes who guides through life's challenges and impart lessons that last a lifetime. So hats off to you, to the fathers of this group. Hats off to you. Continue to be the father, be the man that you are, because your reward comes from above. So fathers, we are grateful for you, and we as ladies, we want to continue to pray your strength, that you continue to be the role models that you are. Heaven bless you, fathers. God bless you all. Over to you, Sister Chantel.
Thank you very much, Sister Shernet. Indeed, our fathers are a blessing. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Indeed.
Amen. Praise God.
Bless the Lord. So, are all the tributes ready? Do I need to start calling names to roll out with their tributes for our lovely fathers? Or is someone going to take over the microphone? My brothers and sisters.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Stella.
And praise God. I bless the Lord for all the fathers who are present with us tonight on the platform. For those who are associated with the platform and are not on, I bless the Lord for them. I bless the Lord for all the fathers in the world, good and bad. And may he continue to strengthen the good ones and to propel the bad ones into being good ones. Praise God. I saw a posting, and I just want to share it with us this evening. It says, a faithful father. A faithful father builds great relationships that last throughout his years. He takes the time to listen and helps to calm fears. A father keeps his faith in our Savior up above, and his children finds a refuge in the home he fills with love. So we bless the Lord for all the fathers. And also Proverbs 20 verse 7 says, the righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Father's action and character has a lasting impact on his family. God bless you, fathers. We bless the Lord for you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Elder. We indeed bless God for our fathers. I can personally say that as it comes closer to Father's Day, some persons don't have an earthly father to share the experience with, but we can rest assured knowing that God said that he is the father to the fatherless. Amen. And that he will Amen. Comfort us. And I know, as Elder rightfully said, some of us, we have good fathers, but we have had experience with our earthly fathers that have not been good. But in the midst of it, God stood by us, and he was, and he still is our father. Amen. And I must say, God has been good to me. I know that I personally have been asking for prayers from my father a lot of times, because my father, now he drinks a lot, and a lot of persons will say, in Jamaican, I'm going to in Patois, yo, you have to wise up now, you know, because he was a Christian and he backslid, but he has been a father figure for all my life, as long as I know. You would have said he has given me and my brother the unconditional love that we deserved. I remember one time when I was in university, you know, back then you have a little goat, you want to keep the goat. And I remember when he sold the goat, when I came down, and he sold the goat for $7,500. And I kid you not, I think he gave me $5,000 or $7,000 and keep the smaller portion. And he said, go to school and just do what you can do with it. And I remember one night I was crying for an assignment, and he realized that I really love school, and he would wake me up almost every night when he goes out and come in. He brought in a little crackers for us, and he would tell me to spell achieve, and he said, yes man, as long as you can spell achieve and achievement, you can achieve anything you set your mind to in this world. So even though now, as I'm sitting here, I'm still asking God to rescue back him so that he can be a good, God-fearing father. Again, I just want you to know that fathers, you are loved. And everything that you guys do, no matter if it's good or bad, we're learning from you guys. So now continue to let God lead you. Amen? Amen. So now I'm going to open the floor to another sister. Is Sister Pamela here as yet? I'm not. Sister Pamela, are you here? No. So I'm going to open the floor to another sister to give a tribute to our fathers. Amen.
Good night, people of God. I just want to join with Elder Edwards, Sister Chantel, Sister Lem, and everyone, Sister Shernet, who would have rendered their tributes to the awesome fathers that we have with us tonight. I want to add my little bit. And so today we celebrate the men who have helped to guide our lives with love, with guidance and faith. To our fathers, earthly fathers, spiritual fathers, and even father figures, we express our deepest gratitude to you for your influence, your legacy of love and wisdom and kindness inspires us to continue to grow into being better individuals. For some of us, it has inspired us to grow in faith and in character. That's for the godly fathers. Praise God. Thank you for being beacons of hope and pillars of strength in our lives. May God's blessing and love surround you today and always. And as we wait for Sunday, we want to extend early Father's Day greetings to you, as we won't see you again before Sunday. Just know that you are special to us. And I know that sometimes as ladies, sometimes we don't show, you know, how we really feel. You know, and sometimes we go on puffed up too and behave like we can't do without you. But the truth is we really can't. Amen. We really can't. Amen. And so even those who are like single parents, they would understand the role of the father even more, because having a missing partner in the house to do the stuff that men do. So we want you to know that you're not replaceable. We appreciate you. We love you. And we are grateful for your contribution to our lives. Amen. And so happy Father's Day when it comes. God continue to bless you all. Continue to keep you, fathers. Continue to pour into you, that you may continue to stand and hold the mantle as the head of the household. God bless you, fathers. We love you from the Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International. God bless you.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you very much, Sister Camille. It is indeed a blessing. Amen. Amen. Just adding, our fathers provide guidance and wisdom to us. Amen. Fathers often impart wisdom and life lessons, helping their children navigate the complexities of the world. Amen. So
Amen.
We, as Sister Camille said, we really want to wish our fathers here. And I know that Sunday, some persons will be getting their messages and their gifts. A happy, happy Father's Day. And we want you guys to know that you are loved. You are appreciated. We see everything that you do, and we appreciate it. Sister Camille, I sent you a song. If you can find it for me, I'll ask you to play it, please. Thank you so much.
You're a good father. There's never a day you turned away from your own. Oh, you were my defender. You put it all on the line, ready to fight for who you love. Help me to believe. Formed against me, no, it won't ever prosper. 'Cause I have a father. I really do. Yeah. Come on, let's sing it.
Camille. The songwriter said, I have a father who loves me just the way I am. I have a father who sees me and leads me by his hand. Even the trauma couldn't stop the plans you have for me. I know your healing. It's more than a feeling. Help me to believe. Amen. Because you, mighty God, you on the platform, other fathers that we're not, that's not here right now, we know that they are good fathers. Amen. And even if we don't believe they're good fathers, we're praying tonight and we're believing by faith that they'll be good, God-fearing fathers in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
Mighty God. Amen. It is indeed a pleasure for me. No. Do we have Sister Pamela on the platform as yet? No. I can take one more open tribute. Anyone? No. Okay. I see. You want to hold on to your tribute until later. It is okay. It's okay. You're working on it. I know. It is okay. So because you're working on your tribute, I am going to introduce our lovely guest speaker for tonight. Our speaker for tonight is a dedicated woman of God. She is a mother of four beautiful children, a teacher, and a trained counselor. She serves as leader of the Hope and Counseling Department of the Knights of Christ Ministries. She is the leader and founder of WOW, Woman of Worth. She is a firm believer of God. She has zeal for righteousness, and she's very passionate about serving God. My brothers and sisters, let us welcome our very own Sister Mistaline Powell Richards. Sister Mistaline, I pray that the Lord will lead you tonight as you do his work. I decree and declare that as you are about to do the work of God, that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. I pray for continued coverage over you and your family, woman of God. I pray that the Lord will lead you, and I pray that whatever you come tonight and you speak about will be edifying to our souls, to our bodies, and that we will go out and will share with our fathers and other fathers around us, and other men around us, young men, because the Lord said, young men, I call upon you because you are strong. And we decree and declare that after this meeting, that we'll have not only good fathers, but good God-fearing fathers who show unconditional and unwavering love to their children. In Jesus' name, I hand over to you, Sister Mistaline.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. Hallelujah. We glorify.
Hallelujah. Good evening, sis.
He is faithful. He is true. It is another evening that we are alive. You know, some person started the day, but they did not make it this far. And so we are grateful to be alive tonight, to give God honor, to give him praise, and just to, you know, big up the fathers, because you are very important. You are very important. And so tonight, I am honored to be here tonight to speak to fathers. Today, I said to God, I was reflecting, and I said, funny enough, my dad passed when I was two, and my children's father has passed away. And so I'm a single mom, and to be that single mom to be delivering the word to the fathers this evening. But I say, Lord, you have chosen me for this, and I am grateful, and I give God thanks, and I give him praises just to be here. I never back down from anything concerning God. As long as it is of God, then I am ready to do his work. And so tonight, before I begin, let us pray. And so, Father God, tonight, as we come before you, we want to give you honor, glory, and praises. We thank you, Lord God, for another evening, Lord, where we can come and worship you in spirit and in truth. And so, Lord, as I'm about to talk,
to our fathers, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you will touch each and every one of them. May you open their minds to receive, O Lord, that which will be said. Father God, touch everyone on this platform right now. And I ask you even now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. And so tonight we gather in the spirit of the Lord to honor our divine calling, the call of a father. We are living in a time when the role of fathers is often overlooked, misunderstood, or even absent altogether. But today we celebrate the fathers who have valued this divine position and have stood in the gap. Tonight, I will be focusing on the theme, fatherly love, unconditional and unwavering. This word tonight is for every man who has chosen to love, not just in words, but in action. And we look not to worldly examples, but to the highest example, our Heavenly Father, to understand what real, godly, unwavering, and unconditional love looks like. Now, this powerful theme, fatherly love, unconditional and unwavering, it reminds us that fatherhood is not merely a role, it is a reflection of God's heart. From the very beginning, God revealed himself to us as fathers. In Isaiah 64, verse 8, it reads, "But now, O Lord, thou art our father. We are the clay, and thou our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand." Just as God has shaped our lives with love and purpose, so too should earthly fathers mold the lives of their children with patience, wisdom, and an enduring love that mirrors our Heavenly Father. A father, like the potter, shapes his children, not with harsh hands, but with skills, with vision, with patience, and with patience. He doesn't give up when the clay resists or cracks. Instead, he keeps molding with love. Fathers, your love is meant to be intentional, forgiving, just like God's. The love of a godly father is both a foundation and a shelter. It teaches, it corrects, it encourages, and protects. Proverbs 3, verses 11 to 12 reminds us, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction."
Amen.
"Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." Fathers, discipline becomes an instrument of growth and direction when grounded in love. A father's love is unconditional. We know the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15. One of the most powerful illustrations of fatherly love. You know, we often focus on the wayward son, but let us focus on the father. In verse 20, it says, "And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." This is unconditional love, a love that waits patiently, watches expectantly, and runs recklessly towards restoration. Fathers, This is the love God calls you to embody. The father didn't wait with a lecture. He didn't shame his son. He ran to him. Why? Because his love was unconditional. Fathers, maybe your child hasn't turned out the way you hoped. Maybe they have walked away from what you taught them. The Father in heaven reminds us today, keep your heart open. Keep looking down the road. Be ready to run to them when they return. Unconditional love doesn't mean ignoring wrong. No, it doesn't. Because we can't ignore wrong. But it means loving through it. It is a love that uplifts when they feel discouraged. A love that is present, not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually, and intentionally. A father's love is unwavering. Psalm 103, verse 13 states that, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. The unwavering love of a father means that it is steady when times are hard, faithful when it's not easy. The world needs more consistent men. Many children are searching for direction, identity, and hope. Fathers, you are their first reflection of God's love. Your words have power. Your actions leave legacy. Your presence brings peace. Whether you are a biological father, stepfather, a grandfather, a spiritual father, or a father figure, your role is essential in God's design. Our children are not looking for perfect fathers. No, they are not. But they are looking for present ones. God does not love us based on our performance. He loves us based on his nature, and fathers are called to do the same.
Amen.
Yes, the job is hard. We all know it is hard, and it is often unthankful. Many times Father's Day is overlooked. You don't hear that many things going around for Father's Day. And so it's unthankful. But Galatians 6 verse 9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't give up, fathers. Keep showing up. Keep being the rock in your home. Your presence is a sermon your children will never forget. Fathers, your love should be intentional. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 to 7 states, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Fatherhood is not passive. It is purposeful. God tells fathers to teach, lead, and guide, not just by what you say, but by how you live. Children may forget your rules, but they will remember your examples. Speak life. Share the word. Pray with your children. Let them see your faith in action. That is what it means to be intentional. Men of God, whether you are a biological father, a stepfather, a grandfather, or a spiritual mentor, you are needed. Our society needs you. Your love shapes generations and breaks cycles. May you lead like Abraham, who followed God by faith. May you protect like Joseph, who kept his family safe in difficult times. May you pray for your children like Job, who prayed daily for his children. And most of all, may you love like our Heavenly Father, unconditionally and unwaveringly.
Hallelujah.
To all our fathers, thank you. Thank you for your sacrifices. You are overlooked at times, but thank you. Tonight we pause to honor you, and we tell you thanks. Thanks for those sleepless nights that some of you may have. Thanks for those whispered prayers that we might not even hear, but the Lord knows. Thanks for your hard work and all the sacrifices that you make. May you have a happy Father's Day when it comes, and God richly bless you and your household. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Miss Celine. What a wow. Right, Sister Miss Celine? What a wow. Fathers, the call of a father. She said the love of a father teaches, it corrects, it encourages, and it protects. She speaks about the unconditional love. It waits patiently, and the unwavering love. And for my fathers who are here tonight, when she speaks about the unwavering love, she mentions Psalm 103 and verse 13. And this is a Bible verse we can take tonight and rest it in our hearts and move forward with it. She says, it is steady. The unwavering of it is steady when the times are hard, faithful when it is not easy. I want to tell you tonight, men, that you are doing a great job. And with God, as she said, leading you, you'll do more in God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Do we have that one person for that last tribute for tonight? Hello, my brothers and sisters. Hello, my brothers and I know. You didn't write it down, but I know that you have something you want to say to the fathers tonight. So I'm going to give you the time so that you can do your tribute to our fathers. Okay, my brothers and sisters, are you ready? Bless the Lord. I guess we don't have any one who wants to talk tonight, but if Sister Camille Melo, I want to thank my husband for coming on tonight to Father's Day, our Father's Day tribute. And I pray that him, like other fathers here, will not only be good fathers, but good God-fearing fathers. And that we'll take the word from our dear sister, Miss Celine, and we will run with it in Jesus' name. Mighty God. A songwriter said, how deep the Father's love. Bless the Lord. How deep the Father's love for us. So despite our sin, he will still be there with us. He knows everything about us, but yet he still loves us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I am going to invite my dear Elder Eulalie to pray for our fathers tonight. Elder, over to you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Let us pray. Abba Father, our Heavenly Father, the chiefest of all fathers. We glorify your name tonight. We thank you, oh God, that you have created earthly fathers. And Father God, as I lay them before you tonight, those who are in the reach of my voice, and those, God, who may not be hearing me but are your creation, whether they be fathers who stand up in faith, my God, for their children, or they be fathers that neglect their duties, I lay each of them before you tonight at the foot of the cross.
Yes, Lord.
Pray, Holy God, that you will breathe upon these fathers.
In the name of
Jesus. Upon them, thou breath of life. Father God, we thank you for them, whom you have created, my God, to be earthly leaders. Oh God, sometimes the task is hard, but God, I pray that you will push them at the time when it gets hard. My God Almighty, I pray, God Almighty, that they will walk out into their responsibilities in the name of Jesus. Father God, for those who have stand up to their responsibilities, I pray that you will strengthen them. I pray that you will bless them. I pray, God, that you will provide for them. I pray that you will make way where there seem to be no way for these fathers who are steadfast. My God, some of them, Almighty God, they play the roles in such a way, God, that they become mothers and fathers for their children. My God Almighty, may you breathe upon them. May you touch them. May you deliver them, God, from everything that may want to hold them down. My God, some of them, Lord, are like Job, who pray for their children. God, they said, peradventure. So in case they sin, my God, I'm making sacrifices for them. My God, what a love unwavering. Oh, God Almighty, I thank you for these fathers. And I pray, God, that you continue to lead them in the right path. Yes. Make way for them. Father God, there are some fathers who are present for their children. God, there is not one single parent teachers meeting that would have missed them. There is not one doctor visit that would have missed them. Oh God, these fathers are exemplary. And I pray, God, that as they walk, God Almighty, that you will draw the attention to those who neglect their duties to these fathers and help them, God, to emulate, oh God Almighty, some of the ways of these fathers.
Yes, mighty God.
I pray your protection. I pray your guidance. Oh God, I pray that you will build up spiritual fathers, oh God Almighty, in this world. God, fathers who lead their children to you. We thank you for those who are at that place. God, and I pray for more. I pray for every created father to be like a Joshua who stand up for you and says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will not choose any other God, but we will serve the Lord. God. Oh God Almighty, pour into your people tonight. Oh God Almighty, I thank you for the love of some fathers, God Almighty, who have sleepless nights, who are tormented, God, when they are out of job. Oh God Almighty, I pray that you will continue to lead them in the right path. Oh God, those who are of the faith, oh God Almighty, those who are biological fathers, who are stepfathers, who are spiritual fathers, who are adoptive fathers. Oh God Almighty, I pray that you will point out the job that is to protect and serve. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mighty God, I thank you for faithful fathers, my God, who like, my God Almighty, the father, Isaac's father, mighty God, who was willing to give up for your sake. Oh, God Almighty, take them to that place. My God, we recognize that women, God, are mostly the parent who would lead children to an altar, to devotion, to pray and to seek you, to worship you. I pray for a shifting, mighty God, that the fathers, God, the men will take that position because they are the head of the house. Oh, God Almighty, I thank you. Hallelujah. For the fathers tonight. Father God, those who does not stand up to responsibility, I pray that you will give them an awakening.
In the name of Jesus. Show them
your love. I pray, God, that they will become like that prodigal father, oh God, who even after he gives mighty God, Jesus, he still has in his heart that portion for that son, God Almighty, that when he comes in distress, he welcome him with open arms. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Almighty God, that your hands are upon fathers everywhere. So I pray, God, that you will continue to bless, to guide, to direct. I pray, God, that you will clothe them with the fruits of the Spirit, oh God Almighty, because we know, God, that their examples will stand with their children. Their examples, God, become embedded in the hearts of their children. So, God, I thank you for your word, which says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he become a man, he will not depart from the truth. I pray, God, that fathers will recognize that training up children is not only to be stern on them, not only verbally, God, but their actions and their deeds does make an impression. Father God, I thank you for this time that we can come together, oh God Almighty, to bless them and God, to give them the tributes, to shower them with love. And I pray, God, that you will continue to be with them, to rest your hand upon them. And even as fathers they come, I pray, God, that they will be recognized, God, by us. Oh, God Almighty, I thank you once more as I place them in your hands and I call it done for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise amen. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I just want to remind you that a father is the first reflection of God's love, and fatherhood is purposeful, as our dear sister says. So we encourage you and implore you to continue to speak life over your children, continue to pray with your children because they are watching you. Amen. Thank you very much, guys, for letting me moderate tonight. I will now hand over to our leader, Sister Camille.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. We honor God tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. God
for Amen. The opportunity that he has afforded us, where we could gather in this fashion tonight and, you know, just reflect on the work that our fathers have been doing and just celebrate them and just remind them that they're special and important to us. And so as we come, some of us may be without, you know, physical fathers, but as Sister Chantel would have reminded us, you know, our Heavenly Father is ever present and we have access to him. Amen. And so it's for us to just rely on our Heavenly Father, rest in him, surrender everything to him, and allow him to work on our behalves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think we have time to pray one more prayer if persons came on with a request and you are in need of prayer. We invite you to just indicate so that we can have that prayer at this time. Hallelujah. And then we can close in Jesus' name. Do we have any prayer request? You can indicate in the chat. You can indicate by just opening your microphones and say, Sister Camille, pray for me in this regard. We bless the Lord. All right. We thank God. All is well. I was about to say all is well in the life of the believers. Amen. All right, I see a prayer for Sister Shernet's mom, Sister Marva. Somebody says me. I'm not sure. Somebody who is identified as iPhone says me. I'm not sure who that person is. So if you could just indicate so that we can know. Okay. All right, Karen. All right, Sister Dacia. We bless the Lord. Any other requests tonight? Praise God. All right, I ask that you just bow your head with me and let us pray. Hallelujah. Holy God and our Father, Lord, you are great and mighty. You are powerful. You are good and your mercy is forever. And so, Lord, we want to thank you tonight that you are accessible to us. We are able, Lord God Almighty, to reach out to you. We are able, Almighty God, to connect with you, Lord Jesus Christ, and to present our requests before you. Not because we're deserving, mighty God, of anything that you may have to offer, but it is because of your grace and your mercies which are renewed every morning. And so, Lord, tonight as we come with grateful hearts. I thank you tonight, Lord God Almighty, for tonight's proceedings. I thank you for Sister Lem, who would have led the devotion. I pray tonight, God Almighty, that you will enfold her in your bosom. I pray, Almighty God, that you will cover her under your blood. I pray, Lord, that as she surrenders fully to you, oh God, that you will continue to pour into her and you will allow her to grow from strength to strength. Mighty God, we pray, oh God, that you will anoint her afresh, oh God Almighty, for the task that is in front of her, that is ahead of her. Give her fresh anointing tonight, Almighty God, that she may be able to carry on and to do the work that you have called her to do. Secure her, oh God, and let no reprisal or backlash come nigh her in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the moderator, Sister Chantel. Lord, I bless you. Chantel, I thank you for the way that you have used her tonight, oh God, and as she moderated, Lord God Almighty, and as she would have poured out, I pray that you will pour back into her. I pray, God Almighty, that like, oh God Almighty, Samson, when the Spirit of the Lord would come up on Samson and empower him, I pray that in a like manner your Spirit will come up on Sister Chantel. Pour out your Spirit upon her flesh tonight, oh God, that she may be empowered, oh God Almighty, oh, to take on and to carry the mantle that is assigned to her. I pray for a fresh anointing. I pray for your coverage over her and her family. I pray, mighty God, that you will continue to push her and help her to grow from strength to strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for our speaker, our dear sister Mitzeline. Ah, oh, God Almighty, I thank you for your word tonight. You have reminded us of so many, oh God Almighty, salient points to remember, oh God Almighty, about our earthly fathers, oh God. And sometimes, God, we overlook. But thank you, God Almighty, that you reminded us through your woman servant, oh God Almighty, of how important their role is. And so I pray that you will pour into her, Almighty God. I pray that you will continue to be, oh God, her heavenly Father. Continue to sustain her and to keep her. Continue to secure her. Continue to cover her and her children under your blood. Continue to guide her path, Almighty God, and everything that she does. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that, Lord, you will keep them aligned to your words, keep them ordered, mighty God, as you see fit, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray tonight, oh God, for the requests that are laid on the altar. Mighty God, Sister Shernet, oh God Almighty, her mom is sick and she's requesting prayer. She's requesting, Almighty God, the help of the divine nature of God. She's requesting the Holy Spirit. Oh God, we are summoning the heavens tonight, oh God, that you may answer, God Almighty, and send, oh God Almighty, your angels, your medical team, Almighty God, into that household to perform whatever operations need to be done, so that God heard your daughter, oh God, your servant, a woman of valor, a woman of worth, a woman who has committed her life unto you, oh God. I pray, God Almighty, that she will experience your healing virtue in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, God Almighty, that she will have a testimony, oh God, when she goes to church to share. She will be able to say, I was, but God, hallelujah, when God entered the situation, everything was changed. We pray, mighty God, and we break, oh God, whatever cycle there are in operation in her life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, the diabetes that keeps arising within her, I pray right now that you will put it under subjection by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have access to that blood. It is through that blood that we can legally speak a thing, and it shall be so. And so I speak into her spirit tonight in the name of Jesus Christ that diabetes cells must die now. I command them to be dried up by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, mighty God, God, that hospital visits will not become the norm in her life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, but she shall walk around with a clean bill of health, and she will be able to testify of the healing power of God. Visit her tonight, oh God, and when you do, Lord God Almighty, I pray that as she touches you, oh God, virtue would have left your body, repairing every cell that is damaged and causing a comprehensive healing from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Whatever is not identified, oh God, in the physical, I pray that you will kill it in the spiritual, even before it begins to manifest, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bathe her tonight with your fire, Almighty God. Let it consume her, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And let healing become her portion, in the name of Jesus Christ. God Almighty, I pray tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, for the other requests on the altar, Jesus Christ, you know them. My God of heaven, Sister Marva, who is in need of your touch also. God, as she prepares, oh, to go do that procedure tomorrow, I pray, Holy God, right now, that the angels in heaven will descend upon that spot of ground and will usher your daughter into that operation room. Mighty God, I pray, God Almighty, inviting you, the chief doctor tonight, oh, to be the one in charge, oh God, of that operation. I pray that you will handpick the doctors. I pray that you will handpick the nurse. I pray that you will handpick the room. I pray that you will handpick the utensils and anoint them tonight, oh God Almighty, with the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. So as the operation, as the procedure is performed, oh God, whatever would have caused the procedure to come forth in the first place, oh God, I pray that it will be removed in its entirety, oh God Almighty. And when she heals physically from that procedure, she will be healed fully, mighty God. I come against, God Almighty, any recurring cell, oh God, any regenerating cells that may want to bring back whatever it is that needs to be removed or needs to be fixed or needs to be changed. Mighty God, I pray that you will cut it off, oh God Almighty, castrate it, Almighty God, that it may never be able to regrow, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, I pray that you will just engulf her in your arms, engulf her in your flame, remove fear from her mind, renewed trust in her, mighty God, renewed faith, Lord God Almighty, remove doubt in the name of Jesus. Let her surrender fully to you, divine God, hallelujah, knowing that she will experience healing. I pray for Sister Karen, mighty God, oh, your daughter,
Jesus.
But I don't know her situation. I don't know what she's facing. I don't know what her season is at this time, Lord. But as I present her to you, I present her to the God. And I join with the songman who says, thou who knowest, mighty God, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That you will visit Sister Karen in the name of Jesus. And you will enfold her, oh God. Let her feel your touch. Let her feel your embrace. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Holy God, tonight, hallelujah, that you will deliver her. Send some deliverance, Almighty God. Release your fire upon her, God Almighty, and let deliverance, mighty God, become hers tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. As she walks, Almighty God, whatever heavy burden she's carrying around, mighty God, a reminder of your word, which says, oh God, that we should cast all our cares upon you, because you care for us, God. God, your word says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, oh God, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I pray tonight that you will, oh God, touch Sister Karen and help her to cast all her burdens upon you, whatever she's struggling with, whatever she's thinking about, God Almighty, that is causing her not to rest easy. I pray that you will relieve her, oh God Almighty, free her mind tonight, oh God. The mind is the gateway to the soul, and so if her mind is burdened, then her soul will become burdened. And so I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that you will release her mind, divine God, and give her a renewal, oh God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Cast down, mighty God, every high thing in her mind space that would seek to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bring them into alignment, and bring her thoughts in alignment and obedience to what your will is for her, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Sister Dacia's sister tonight, Shade, oh God Almighty, we need your hand, we need your touch, mighty God. I pray for salvation, that you will
God.
Salvation tonight, and walk in that salvation and reap the benefits, oh God, of that salvation. You said you wish for us to prosper and be in good health as our souls prosper, oh God Almighty. Hold on to her soul, oh God, and bring her to a place, oh God Almighty, of surrender, absolute surrender, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God Almighty, so that if there's any health problem, she'll be able to walk in healing. I pray that you will send deliverance tonight for your daughter. Release her tonight, oh God, that she may walk in liberty, that she may walk, Almighty God, in alignment to your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Open doors for her. May there be opportunities, oh God Almighty, that she may have to pick and choose, oh God, whatever she's praying about tonight, God. I join agreement with her, oh God Almighty, and I ask that you will allow it to be released in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you tonight, Almighty God. I thank you for hearing us when we pray. I thank you for answering us. I join with Elder Edwards in praying for the fathers. I come in agreement with everything that she has said, and we look, God, for the manifestation of it. I pray tonight, oh God, surrendering to you this ministry,
yes, Lord.
Heaven Ministries International, God Almighty, it is yours, it belongs to you, yours for the taking. And so, I hand it over to you, I surrender it to you. Every member, oh God, every leader, every participant, everyone who is affiliated or associated with the Lord, take us in charge, Almighty God. Take the leadership right now. We look unto you, from whence cometh our help, knowing fully well, divine God, that if you don't lead us, God Almighty, then we will not be able to lead your people. So we pray, oh God, as we fix our eyes on you, divine Father, we look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the God who started writing the story of of Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries, oh God Almighty, on June 24th, 2023. Oh God Almighty, and it's no different now. You are still the author. You still have the pen in your hand tonight, God. I just ask that you will write, Almighty God, that it may come to pass. But God Almighty, as we look to you as leaders, we say, don't do it without us, God Almighty. Whatever you're doing for the ministry.
Hallelujah.
Oh God Almighty, keep us involved. We want to be a part of it, oh God.
Yes,
and so as we look to you, Jesus, we pray for your direction. What direction will you steer us in? That is how we look to you today, oh God. Because if you don't say go, we are not able to move. And if you say stop, then we must stand still. So yes, God Almighty, give us insight. Give us revelation, oh God Almighty, knowledge. Let it flow unhindered, uninterrupted, undiluted tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Order our steps. sets, oh God. Purify us as leaders and let your glory, Almighty God, be reflected through us, that, oh God Almighty, men will be drawn unto you. I pray for the members tonight, oh God. I pray for a touch from you, God. I pray for a special anointing tonight. I pray, God, that you will, oh God, evoke in within each member a new level of worship, a new level of praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, some persons or some members in the ministry who are sleeping, I pray tonight that you will visit them. Oh, I release the fire of God, mighty God, into their household, and I command their spirits to arise. It is not the time to fall asleep. It is not the time to be engaged in spiritual slumber. We are on the battlefield, and this means war for the enemy. And so as we stand tonight, oh God, equip us and prepare us, oh God Almighty, to fight, oh God Almighty, this war of salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a shaking, let there be an awakening of those who are in spiritual slumber. I command them to arise. I call them out of sleep tonight. Arise tonight in the name of Jesus. Serve the true and living God. Oh, you're not in and out, but if you're a part of this ministry, then we claim your soul for the kingdom of God. You shall remain, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water who bringeth forth fruit in the name of Jesus. You will bring fruits of the Spirit, oh God Almighty, patience and long suffering, love and kindness. Those are the fruit that you will bear in the name of Jesus. And we cut off every other fruit. We cut off unforgiveness. We cut off bitterness tonight. We cut off, mighty God, hallelujah, jealousy and envy, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pray tonight in Jesus' name that we will grow from strength to strength. Yes. Mighty God, oh God Almighty, if we're in, we're in. And if we're not in, we're not in. But we're in tonight, and we're in wholeheartedly in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No second guessing. No, oh God Almighty, unwavering in their mind. And a wavering man, oh God, a wavering man mine is unstable in all his ways. And so I call them to come forth and arise in the name of Jesus, and to carry out your God-given responsibility as a member of this ministry in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No more Dolly House business, La Marquis City. Mighty God, hallelujah, you shall arise and take your position in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I command your spirit, send some fire, I send some water, oh God Almighty. Some of us are comfortable. Shake us tonight, divine God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a way, let there be a hush, let there be, mighty God, a renewing, oh God Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're not just another number, you're not here to take up space. Hallelujah, there's work in the vineyard for you to do tonight, and it shall be done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It shall be done, or you shall be uncomfortable, because every time you sit and you relax, the Holy Spirit shall arrest you. The Holy Spirit shall take charge of you. The Holy Spirit shall deal with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone, God Almighty, hallelujah, God Almighty, who is a part of this ministry shall function as such in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're not here to take up space. Jesus Christ, you're not just another number. Hallelujah. But you shall do what you are called to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for hearing us tonight.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for answering us. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. We give you worship tonight,
oh my God. Jesus,
God, extend your grace towards us, divine God. Hallelujah. And help us to rest in your unwavering love, almighty God. Hallelujah. Doing what you have called us to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, mighty God, for the unsaved. Thank you for knocking at the heart of their door.
You.
The door of their hearts. Thank you for helping them, Almighty God, to surrender. Those who are in the valley of decision, I pray, God Almighty, that they will surrender fully, entirely, completely, absolutely to you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. God, Lord God, guide the new converts, ministry. Show us, oh God Almighty, how to reap disciples, but to help them to maintain their righteousness in you, oh God Almighty. Teach us how to teach them. Show up, oh God, and just lead everything and everyone who's associated with this ministry. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can we just unmute and just say hallelujah? We're just
Hallelujah.
Fathers, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Get ready to go. We glorify God tonight. We thank each person who would have participated. Hallelujah. In our service tonight, Sister Lem, Sister Chantel, Sister Mitzeline, God bless you, Sister Shernet. Hallelujah. Elder Edwards, praise God. If you have given a tribute, if you have prayed a prayer, even silently, we are grateful. We thank you and we glorify God for you. And so tonight is the night that I will present to you the gift of salvation. Like the prodigal son, the prodigal father, he was waiting and looking. I believe that there were times when he must wonder about his son and wonder if he would ever return. My God. And your heavenly father tonight is wanting to take care of you. Your heavenly father is wanting to release to you what you deserve. Hallelujah. He wants to give you the gift of salvation. Whether you receive it is dependent on you. When you make that call tonight, if you are an unsaved and you are ready, you're ready, hallelujah, to say, yes, I surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us know, mighty God. Let us know so we can be praying with you. The journey is a lot easier when we have strength from those around us. The word of God says, iron sharpens iron. So when we have those around us who are of a like mind, then we are able to get on a lot easier. Praise God.
Amen.
So if you are wanting to make that decision publicly tonight, hallelujah, I ask that you indicate. Mm-hmm. You indicate by opening your microphone, or you indicate in the chat, and a team of persons will reach out to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We thank you for joining us, Mr. Burton, Brother Burton, in Jesus' name. Good to have you on. We bless the Lord for you. Hallelujah. And we look forward to seeing you on again, in Jesus' name. Is there such a one tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. If you don't want to do it publicly, reach out to us privately and we'll be able to work with you as we journey throughout in Jesus' name. Amen. As we get ready to go, do we have a testimony? Is there anyone who wants to testify tonight of the goodness of God, of the way that God has been working in their lives? Hallelujah. Any testimonies?
This is not a testimony, Sister Camille, but I pray that the Lord will cover you under his banner. I pray that he will wrap you up in his blood. I pray that he will put a protective edge around you with his fire. My God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Shall be confused as to your whereabouts. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I pray tonight that he will hide you behind the cross, my God Almighty, so that you become untouchable in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Find coverage, woman.
Hallelujah.
God's blessings on your life. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I receive. Thank you so much, Elder Edwards. God bless you. God bless you. Any testimonies before we go?
Good afternoon, everybody. I just want to give God praise. I just want to give him thanks.
Hallelujah.
Because he has been so good. He has been so good. He's a God that doesn't go back on his word. You know, and he said that his plans for us, the plans for me, is for me to prosper, not to fail. And that's what keeping me. That's what keeping me. It doesn't matter how hard it be. Sometimes I'm down. Yes, like now, I'm feeling down. But today I heard something like my colleague said to me. She had to mention me at her church. And I was just there listening. What did she say about me? And she shared with me saying that she shared at her church saying that, you know, I'm an international teacher. My time is up, about to up. And, you know, it's like, I'm not worried. It's like, because whenever they ask, I said, wherever God leads me, that's where I will go, because his plans for me, never to fail, but for me to prosper. And she said, she overheard me saying, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And I said, really? You heard that? Oh, I said, oh, I guess that's why some of the students are always looking back at me. And I said, thank you, Jesus. At least I am in this place, because before I thought that, you know, America wasn't, you know, all that of a Christian place. But I am thankful. And I praise his name, all glory and honor to him, that he placed me in a small town where I can worship him, where I can be closer, where I can evangelize to even my colleagues. So I just want to give him thanks, and I just want to give him praise, because he is God, and he is our shield. He is our butler. And remember, his plans for us, no matter what is going on, his plans for us are never to fail, but to prosper. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We rest in his promises, Sister Alicia. And I believe with you that he's going to allow you to prosper, because that is his word that he gave us. Amen. Even as your soul prospers. To God be the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Any other testimonies? Praise God. And any other final remarks? As I get ready to do the benediction. All right. Praise God. So we bless the Lord again. We thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for making it Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries tonight. We know you have choices. And so the fact that you're with us, we are grateful. Your presence has indeed made a difference. And so we're grateful to have you on with us. Want to acknowledge each of you tonight, every single one of you, and say God bless you. Sister Kimon, it's good to have you on with us. Bless the Lord. I want to acknowledge Prophet Pastor Shamar Chana, man of God, God bless you. You know, each of you, Brother Burton, all of you who would have been our regular attendees, it's good to have you on. God bless you tonight, and as you go, hallelujah. May the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion and full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with us all in Jesus' name. Now and forevermore, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you, everyone.
Amen.
God bless. God bless.
I'm seeing a Peter.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Thought I saw Peter too.
Yes, he was. I saw him as well.
Good to have you, Brother Peter. God bless you.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Good to have you with us, man of God. God bless you. As you go tonight, saints of God, greet somebody. Hallelujah. Greet somebody.
Bless the